Good morning. High pressure is sliding off the eastern seaboard. It kept it beautiful during the day on Sunday, and now that high will allow a south-to-southwest wind flow to develop, and this will bring in more humidity for the day today. Temperatures will warm again, and most everyone will be in the middle to upper 80s by the middle part of the afternoon. A cold front is approaching from the Great Lakes as well, and with the increased warmth and humidity, showers and thunderstorms will be likely. As we get deeper into the afternoon, some of the storms could be strong, maybe even severe, with wind shear becoming more prominent in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. The storms could contain strong gusty winds, perhaps some hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. The storms will continue into the early part of the evening. As we get into the overnight hours and the front pushes through New England, we'll start a drying trend, and skies will begin to clear out. With the northwesterly wind flow developing overnight, the dew point will drop and the humidity will as well, and temperatures will be back down into the lower to mid-60s. A completely different day tomorrow. With a new area of high pressure building in on a gusty northwest breeze, the humidity will be very low for this time of year, and we'll have plenty of sunshine, and it'll be refreshing with highs around 80. That same high will keep it nice for the day on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies and low humidity into the lower 80s before the heat returns on Thursday. Still, the humidity will be comfortable, but high temperatures will be back to around 90. Another front will approach from the north and west on Friday. This could bring a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms our way in the upper 80s to around 90, but more heat and humidity for the weekend with a mix of hazy sun and clouds and just the outside chance of a thunderstorm on Sunday. High temperatures both days around 90 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern and central Appalachian Mountains, the upper Ohio Valley, and New England. In addition to the favorable conditions for severe weather here in the Northeast, a corridor of mid to upper 60s dew points will be in place, with an axis of moderate instability developing from central Ohio northeastward across Pennsylvania. Scattered thunderstorms appear likely to initiate along the instability axis, with several line segments moving east-southeastward across the risk area during the afternoon and evening. Low-level wind profiles are forecast to be veered to the southwest with unidirectional winds in the mid-levels. This wind profile would favor the development of persistent line segments with wind damage potential. Although uncertainty exists within the slight risk area on where the greatest wind damage threat will be, model forecasts suggest that large-scale ascent and mid-level flow will be the strongest from northern Pennsylvania northeastward into New England. For this reason, the wind damage potential may be slightly greater along this corridor than in areas to the southwest into the Ohio Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, cloudy skies with a visibility of 80 miles, 51 degrees, and the wind out of the southwest at 40 and gusting to 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 54 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy and 70 degrees, the dew point 62, 76% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Stanley and Snake River Ranger Station, both in Idaho, and also at Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the lower 90s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds with late-day showers and thunderstorms in the mid-90s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 66. The average temperature, 76, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.06 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 3.13 inches for the month, which is 0.88 above normal, and 16.20 inches for the year, which is 4.62 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 46, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:29 p.m., 14 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today, breezy with showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Evening showers and storms, then clearing overnight tonight with lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs around 90. Evening showers and storms, then clearing tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, hot, humid today, breezy though, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Evening showers and storms, then clearing overnight tonight, with lows around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, hot, and humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Evening showers and storms, then clearing overnight tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, hot, and humid today, with scattered showers and storms and highs in the upper 80s. Evening showers and thunderstorms, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler with much more comfortable humidity near 80. Mostly sunny, beautiful on Wednesday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, hot with comfortable humidity Thursday near 90. Scattered showers and storms Friday in the upper 80s. Hot and humid Saturday in the lower 90s. And a chance of a thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise hazy sun and clouds with highs again near 90 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.